Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the peaceful mountains near Yosemite National Park. And that's what today's episode is all about. All the fun things that you can do in and around the park. Our community has suffered through the Ferguson fire, and right now we are forging a campaign to get people back to the park and get people into our community again. The Ferguson fire started on July 13th, 2018, and burned over 95,000 acres, that's 392 kilometers, and was declared to be 100% contained on August 19th. However, it is still burning and there are spot fires. Parts of the park were closed mid-July, but both entrances were closed by July 25th. Highway 41 to the valley just opened up last Friday, August 24th, which was huge for our community because our community of Oakhurst resides along the 41 corridor and gets typically about 6 million tourists on their way to Yosemite every year. Unfortunately, during the fire, we had two firefighter team fatalities, Braden Varney and Brian Hughes, but no civilians were lost and no structures or homes were lost. For more information about the fires and updated road and weather conditions, go to our hyperlocal news source, sierranewsonline.com. They're also on Facebook. For road and weather conditions specifically for Yosemite National Park, call 209-372-0200. During the fire season, our community is estimated to have lost over $300,000 due to tourist cancellations. Our business owners are mostly mom-and-pop shops, too. They're individuals and family-owned businesses, many of them even in the vacation rental business, like Airbnb and VRBO. So it's really hit us hard as individuals. But we're bounding back with our new campaign called Yosemite Now, hashtag Yosemite Now, posting on social about all the wonderful things there are to do here in the park, in the surrounding communities, and day trips around the area. The community I live in is called Oakhurst. It's the last town before the southern entrance of Yosemite along Highway 41. Mariposa, where the fire started, is an old mining town that is the last stop before the western entrance along Highway 140. Both of our communities have suffered, so if you have a trip planned to Yosemite, be sure to stop before or after your trip into the park and spend time and a little bit of money with our local proprietors. There are so many wonderful places to eat and drink in town. We have restaurants for meat eaters and veggies alike. In fact, we have a brand new vegan restaurant called Love Cafe that opened up right on 41, and it's open for breakfast and lunch. For the meat eaters, there's Rev's Farmhouse, Roadhouse 41, which has great barbecue, Sweetwater Steakhouse, Oakhurst Grill, the Narrow Gauge Inn, if you like the whole lodgy feel, and one of the most popular restaurants, the South Gate Brew Company, because it's a brewery with great local beer as well as really fresh food. Now, other good places for libations in town are Yosemite Wine Tales, which is a dog-friendly wine bar. Yes, you've heard me. A dog-friendly wine bar. Feel free to bring your pup as long as it's well-behaved. Across the street from Yosemite Wine Tales is Oakhurst Spirits, which is a whiskey distillery and whiskey tasting room. Up the street is the Queen's Inn Winery and Wine Bar. And of course, you can pretty much get libations in any one of our wonderful restaurants. There are an abundance of gift shops, antiquing, thrifting, and collectible shops. We have a thriving enclave of artists with home studios in a row of galleries called Gallery Row. And on October 5th, 6th, and 7th is our annual Sierra Art Trails, where all the artists open up their galleries or are showing all around town from Mariposa through Oakhurst and down to Korsgold, where they show their work, they're selling their work, and it's a big celebration of the artists up here in the mountains. I also previously talked about the Yosemite Peace Symposium, which will take place on October 26th and 27th. Details about that can be found at their website, yosemitepeace.com. During the tourist season, we have many fairs and festivals, so be sure to check out the community calendar at oakhurstcalendar.com, including in October, we even have the Tarantula Festival, which honors all the tarantulas in our area, believe it or not, that come out during that time of October. And if you've never visited Yosemite National Park, you must set a time to do so and bring yourself, your partner, and the family. We're smack dab in the center of California, about 3.5 hours from the Bay Area and from the northern tip of LA, and 1 hour from Fresno, California, which is the airport that you'll fly into when you're coming in from out of state. Now, I first visited Yosemite in 1995, when my husband at the time and I just went away for the weekend and left the kid with her grandparents. And as soon as I just came up into the foothills and just breathed the fresh air and smelled the smell and saw the mountains and the pine trees and the sights, I fell in love. And that was before I even entered the park. And when I entered the park, I just couldn't believe that this beautiful piece of untouched, fairly untouched nature is a part of our offerings here in the state of California. And the places that you visit within the park, like the Tunnel View and Glacier Point and Bridal Veil Fall and the Yosemite Valley and the Upper and Lower Yosemite Falls and Half Dome, those places are all concentrated in actually a very small area of the park. The park is extremely vast, and most of the park people don't even go into. And I always say it's impossible to take a bad photograph of Yosemite because it's all so spectacular. Since then, in 2011, when I was looking for a place to retire or semi-retire or live the rest of my life, I decided that I needed to be near Yosemite National Park, because ever since I visited it in 1995, I've had this raging love affair with Yosemite. And there's so many day trips to make too. Now, I mentioned Mariposa. That's one of the old mining towns along Highway 49, named after the gold rush. If you continue north up Highway 49, there are more little western towns that are beautifully preserved with a long history of gold mining and the Old West. Jamestown, Coulterville, Sonora, Angel's Camp. I mean, that's a day trip or an overnight trip if you want to make it. Now, if you go through the park and out the other side, you can visit Mono Lake with its salt towers, the community of Lee Vining, and Bodie, which is an amazing old western ghost town and just wonderful for picture taking. But here in and around the park, we have zip lining, bus tours, adventure tours, hiking tours, anything you can think of, horseback riding. For day tours into the park without driving and lunch included, check out Discover Yosemite at discoveryosemite.com. Some parts of the park are pet friendly and some are not, so make sure you stop by the visitor center on Highway 41 to get a map and ask any questions that you have about your visit. You can also go to them online at yosemitethisyear.com. Oh, and I almost forgot about Bass Lake. Bass Lake is a huge, beautiful lake nestled among the pine trees with water sports, dining, camping, and lodges surrounding it. It's only 10 minutes off Highway 41 and 20 minutes from the southern entrance of Yosemite. It's definitely worth a side trip, especially in the summer. But even in the off season, sit out on the veranda at Ducey's on the Lake at the Pines Resort and just take in the view. Actually, my daughter got married at the Pines Resort. It's an amazing venue for destination weddings as well. I'll make sure I post a picture in this episode's show notes. So to wrap up, come back. Visit us. We're recovering, and it seems like we go through this cycle every year. But follow my advice in my episode titled Nature's Buzz and get away to really one of the most beautiful places that nature has to offer, Yosemite National Park. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast. Remember, you are a spectacular human being. Give yourself a gift and get away to nature. Have a great week.